This is Newsbreak.
A journalist on a newspaper controlled by the Chinese Communist Party has been fired after he spoke out in support of Hong Kong's Occupy Central pro-democracy movement.
官媒记者支持香港雨伞运动被解雇。 浙江党报《嘉兴日报》评论员王耀峰因发表支持战中及王党的言论被解聘。
Wang Yafeng, who wrote editorials for the Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece, the Jiaxin Daily, in the eastern province of Zhejiang, lost his job after sending out messages highly critical of state media's line on the Hong Kong protests on his personal microblog account.
浙江嘉兴日报评论员王耀峰近日在其微博账户上发表支持香港战中的言论，与官媒格调不一致而遭到解雇。
Wang wrote, "People who, without understanding the situation, launched their invective at Hong Kong citizens' protests deserve to spend the rest of their lives as slaves." He also wrote that, "To follow the party is to go down a road of no return."
王耀峰在微博评论说, 不问青红皂白地对香港的公民抗争进行谩骂，这样的人活该一辈子当奴才。又说跟党走那就是不归路。
Wang's messages were quickly deleted, and he was reported by large numbers of pro-government paid commentators known as the 50 Cent Brigade.
王耀峰的评论很快被删除，同时被中共雇佣的五毛左派网民多次举报。
An employee of Jiaxin Daily who declined to be identified told Radio Free Asia, "We have already terminated his employment contract. He made some inappropriate comments on his verified microblog account."
嘉兴日报采编部一名不愿意透露姓名的编辑在接受自由亚洲电台的采访时说，我们已经和他解除了劳动合同，他在他的认证微博上发表了一些不当言论。
Wang Yafeng became the latest victim in the support of Hong Kong's Occupy Central pro-democracy movement.
王耀峰是大陆支持香港战中运动人士中遭到打压的最新受害者。
According to the Liberty Times Net, on October 30th, Beijing fashion designer Liu Wei put on a yellow umbrella fashion show to raise awareness of the Hong Kong pro-democracy movement. Over 10 models appeared wearing nurse outfits and face masks and carrying umbrellas splattered with red liquid to look like blood. The audience was apparently shocked into silence. Security guards stopped the show and designer Liu Wei and her models were arrested.
据自由时报网消息， 10月30号， 北京时装设计师刘伟为了让人们了解香港的支持民主运动，举行了黄雨伞的时装表演。10多个模特穿着护士服装，打着雨伞，雨伞上戴着红色的斑点，像血迹一样。观众们大吃一惊，陷入沉默。时装表演被国安人员终止，设计师和模特都被捕。
Hong Kong's Occupy Central protests demand universal suffrage for Hong Kong's chief executive in 2017 based on one country, two systems. It became known as the Umbrella Movement after protesters used umbrellas to protect themselves from tear gas during September 28 clashes. The Chinese regime only allow Hong Kong voters to cast ballots between 2 to 3 candidates pre-selected by the regime.
香港战中运动要求港人在2017年通过真普选选举香港特首，这是基于香港一国两制的基本法。中共当局却只允许港人对其指定的二三位候选人进行投票。 9月28号，战中人士遭到警方催泪弹袭击，而撑出雨伞来保护自己，因此又被称为雨伞运动。
Beijing is extremely nervous that citizens in mainland China could gain inspiration from the movement to launch a popular movement of their own. It has removed reports, tweets, and photos of the protests on the side of the Great Firewall. The Great Firewall is a complex system of blocks, filters, and human censorship of online content. Meantime, the official media outlets have reportedly styled the movement illegal and instigated by hostile foreign forces.
中共当局特别恐惧香港的战中运动在国内引起连锁反应。当局一方面通过防火墙屏蔽网上关于战中的报道、评论及图片，另一方面让官媒大肆攻击战中运动属于非法、受敌对外国势力指使。
More than 100 activists in mainland China have been detained in connection with their support of the movement, while at least 33 are still believed to be in detention, according to overseas rights groups.
据海外人权组织消息，大陆至少有100多名人士因支持香港占中运动而被拘留，至今还有33人以上被关押。